Hold it, fellas. Now, don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley and your favorite hour for great music and interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, coming up, we hear from Kentucky native and rockabilly legend Billy Harlan.
It was in 2012, I went out to Viva Las Vegas, and that's the first time I had done those songs in, well, since the late 50s.
So much more coming up in just a little bit, but let's kick things off with a tune and title cut of a movie that inspired Billy to get into rockabilly in the first place. Released in September 1957, it's the number one smash hit from Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Was a purple gang, let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in an old cell block was dancing to the jail, let's rock. Number 47 said to number 3, you were the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jail, let's rock with me.
Looking good and good.
Coming to us from Canada, that's the Cat Kings and their tune Juke Joint Jimmy from their latest project Swingin' in the Swamp. Coming up in just a moment, we've got tunes from Charlie Gracie and the Polecats. But let's go back to 1958. It's Mr. Johnny Knight and Rock and Roll Guitar.
Feeling deep inside, it makes me shake my feet. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me. When I hear the twang ringing in my ear, I say, baby, let's rock and don't you have no fear. I go shaking all around, man, it's something to see. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me. Rock and roll, makes me do the chicken, makes me do the stroll. Rock and roll, rock and roll, ooh, it's good for my soul. When I hear the sounds of the wild guitar, I start driving around like a man from Mars. I get a feeling deep inside, it makes me shake my feet. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me, yeah, yeah. Chicken and it makes me do the stroll. Rock and roll, rock and roll. Oh, it's good for my soul. Well, when I hear the sounds of the wild guitars, I start jiving around like a man from Mars. I get a feeling deep inside, it makes me shake my feet. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me.
Hi, this is Tim Polka, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with James Riley.
Yeah.
Cool man, cool, I'm 99. Have you seen my island on the bridge? Don't be so sure she's mine. Don't squeeze her feet, she's mine. Her and me, we're both together. Gonna stay together like birds of a feather. Gonna fail, I'll stay up in the tree. If I own my Billy and me.
Driving man,
It's been 57 years since he last recorded at Nashville's RCA Studio B. Rockabilly legend Billy Harlan is back to bop some more.
I want to bop, I want to stroll, really love rock and roll.
Bobbin' at Studio B is the new release from Billy Harlan on Muddy Roots Records, featuring a brand new version of his classic I Wanna Bop, plus Boogie Woogie Rock and Roll Man, Bebopin' Annie, Never Been Kissed, This Lonely Man, and the single I Ain't Elvis. Get bopping now with Billy Harlan. Bopping at Studio B is the triumphant return from Billy Harlan. Available on 2 7-inch records with digital download card from Muddy Roots Records. Billy Harlan, bopping at Studio B. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard the fabulous Charlie Gracie and his Cameo Records recording, You Got a Heart Like a Rock. That was the B-side to Cool Baby, released in 1957. The Polecats were before that with Don't Push, from their 1981 release, Polecats Are Go, on Mercury Records. Now we've got Billy Harlan on the phone, but let's hear a tune he recorded in 1959 that was shelved for a few decades, actually. Produced by Chet Atkins, recorded at RCA Studio B, and features Don Everly on rhythm guitar, and we'll talk about this later this hour. It's Teen Gene Jive.
Hi. This is Billy Harlan, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. Have a great day, folks.
Well, I'm out of the house, and I'm gonna stay late. It's the first time this week, and I can't hardly wait. I guess it's not right for me to disobey. But it's Friday night, and time for me to play. Joe's. That's a swinging little place where everyone goes. I had just gotten there and sakes alive, when a chick came on with this teen teen jive. She was the hippest, about 5 feet two. She was the coolest, and her dancing was too. Goodness sakes alive, this teen gene jive. I said, sound me chick, is this something new? Her dad, she said, like what's happened to you? This teen gene jive is the latest thing. I'm a hip, I said, baby, this really swings. This teen gene jive, I just gotta learn. This crazy rhythm makes my feet begin to burn. This cool one is really hip. She's gonna show me a gene jive step. She was the hippest, about 5 feet two. She was the coolest, and her dancing was true. Tomorrow night at 5, I'll be at Joe's doing the teen gene jive.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley, and as promised, we've got rockabilly legend Billy Harlan on the phone. How you doing, Billy?
I'm doing great, James. Nice to hear from you.
Man, great to have you on here. I've seen you a couple of times at Nashville Boogie and had the honor of introducing you at a show in at a different show in Nashville, too, so it's just fantastic to have you on here.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, and I'm really excited about the new radio station coming on, and when I'm in the Nashville area, I'll certainly have you tuned in.
Very good. Cool. And we're also going to talk about this new project, Boppin' at Studio B. Just a great project and a great story behind all this. But let's go back a bit. Now, you're from Muhlenberg County in Kentucky, right?
I'm from Greenville, Kentucky in Muhlenberg County. That is my current residence.
And is this where you met Don and Phil Everly way back when?
Well, I met them in Muhlenberg County, of course. That's where their parents are from. I grew up in a little town called Cleeton, Kentucky, and it's in Muhlenberg, and that's where Don and Phil's parents are from. they would come in on vacation during the summers, every summer seems like, and we got to be friends around the time Don and I were 13 years old. Don is like 6 weeks older than I am.
That's a lifelong friendship there.
It's been a lifelong friendship, yes, and it's been a great one. Of course, you know, we lost Phil a couple of years ago.
Sure.
But we've been friends all through the years since, like I say, Don and I were around 13, and even when they were in Hollywood, I lived in California a few years, and I'd visit them at that point. So, we've been great friends, and I love the boys dearly.
I think I had mentioned this to you when one of the times you were in Nashville. I used to work across the street, directly across the street from Studio B. It took me years to finally, I just thought it was really cool, but it took me years to finally go in there and look around, and I was just blown away. Tell me about your move to Nashville and working out there. I guess, what was it, mid-50s?
Well, I started to work in Nashville, in the mid to late 50s. And my first encounter out of Nashville, I met a fellow named Buddy Killen. He was the president or general manager of Tree Publishing. And I had a song that I had written, and Buddy got that song recorded for me. The song is My Fate Is in Your Hands, and it was published by Tree Publishing, and Hawkshaw Hawkins recorded it. I think I probably wrote it in 1955. It was released in like 1956.
Okay.
Hawkshaw Hawkins, My Fate Is in Your Hands.
And, of course, Hawkshaw, unfortunately, was on that plane with Patsy Cline and...
Right, in Cowboy Copas,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was a plane crash. What, it was 63, I believe, something like that?
63, I believe it was.
Yeah,
yeah, I could be mistaken, but I believe it was 1963.
Can love me, build a dream and see if it will stand. Give our love a chance to blossom to a real romance. Here's my world, my fate is in your hands. My world, my fate is in your hand. Don't ruin my world by it may be the last chance for me. I believe that you know why and how our love stands. Here's my world, my fate is in your hand.
Released in November 1956, that was Hawkshaw Hawkins with My Fate Is In Your Hands on RCA Records, written by our guest, Billy Harlan. I also read that it was hearing Jailhouse Rock that got you interested in rockabilly and rock and roll.
Well, up to the time that, even with the Everly Brothers, see, in the early days, we were country music fans and had always dreamed of being on the Grand Ole Opry. Anyway, also what happened in January of 1957, I got a call from Buddy Killen saying Jim Reeves needed a bass player. And so I hopped on that opportunity and got into Nashville and started to work for Jim Reeves at late last few days of January. But prior to that, Buddy had called me. Buddy Killen was a bass player. Well, he'd go out on dates when some of the Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry stars, needed a bass player overnight or something of that nature. Buddy would go with them. So anyway, Buddy called me one day and said, Ray Price needs a bass player for one night up in Roanoke, Virginia, and I can't go. Would you do that for me? And boy, was I ever happy to do it. I said, let me know when and where I need to be, and I'll be there. This was, I'm not sure exactly what the time frame was, but it was probably 1956. Crazy Arms was Ray's hit at that time. And so I got to travel up to Roanoke, Virginia and played bass for Ray Price that night. And also Moon Mullican was on the show. I never will forget that. It's a great experience for me. And yeah, Jailhouse Rock, I went to see that movie. I was not a big Elvis fan until Jailhouse Rock. I went to see the movie and that kind of turned my attention to rockabilly. And I went home after seeing that movie and I decided I wanted to do some rockabilly stuff. And my thinking was, hey, Jailhouse Rock, the school kids are the ones that are really rocking. And so anyway, I wrote the song called Schoolhouse Rock. And then on the backside of that record, which was a Brunswick record, I recorded I Wanna Bop, which is also a song that I had written. And tell you the truth about it, I thought Schoolhouse Rock was the best song, but as it turns out, it seemed like the people are more interested in I Wanna Bop. And as you know, at this point in time, it's being played all over the world and has been going on since, for the last 30 years or so.
Well, early this morning, sitting in school, classwork finished, had nothing to do. From across the street in the very next block came the crazy sound of an old jukebox. Teacher felt the rhythm, it was coming in sound, so he jumped up and began to shout. Shake the rattle and roll, he had the beat really satisfied my soul. Like a thunderbird. When he got to the door, he was mad like crazy. A little gal grabbed him by the name of Daisy. She shook him and he rolled. Hell, that satisfied everybody's soul. Now the principal just because he's old. Shake of this whole town. Man full of nickels, that old jukebox. Today we'll make this schoolhouse rock. Now, all you teeth have got to shake. Come on, get with it, you ain't gonna break. Now the classroom rock from wall to wall. We opened the door and they were rocking in the hall. When it got too crowded, we didn't stop, we just moved outside where we could really rock. The principal, the teacher, the whole class was there. Everybody getting with it, no one seemed to care. Now everybody there was really digging the sound, and they were picking them up and a little down. Nobody there was watching the clock. Today we made this schoolhouse rock.
The sounds of sirens, subways, and busy crowds of people makes Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion feel right at home. New York Is My Home is the latest project from Dion and co-produced by Jimmy Vivino, featuring guest vocals by fellow New Yorker Paul Simon on the title cut.
I'm not alone, New York is.
New York Is My Home contains 8 new Dion compositions and 2 choice blues covers. The result is pure rock and roll from the legend that's lived a lifetime defining it.
I can go back to Memphis. I'm just not too wrong.
Dion, New York Is My Home.
Big Al Sears. Honking, moaning, rocking the righteous red. Oh, yeah.
Work Is My Home from Dion, available from Instant Records. This is Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Schoolhouse Rock by our guest Billy Harlan, released on Brunswick Records in 1958. You didn't realize that it had been a hit in places like England and others that had picked it up, much like they were discovering some other projects from the 50s.
Well, right. There was a lot of stuff going on, and what happened probably around 2010... I kept getting messages from Tom Ingram that he wanted me to come out to Las Vegas and do Viva Las Vegas. And I really had no idea because, you know, I hadn't done those songs in like, well, since the late 50s and since it, it wasn't a hit at that time, I didn't do it very much. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I can sing those songs at this point in time or not. So, he'd send me an email, and I'd say, okay, Tom, I'll think about it. Then sooner or later, I'd say, well, no, I don't believe I can do that. He did that two or three times. I finally got a message from him one day, and the offer was just too good to pass up. So I decided, listen, I'm going to go out and find out what's going on here. So it was in 2012, I went out to Viva Las Vegas. That's the first time I had done those songs in since the late 50s.
Wow.
And I got to talking to some of the people that were there and people that knew the music and knew my music. And there was one lady in particular, and her name is Amber Fox, and you probably know who she is.
Yeah.
She cornered me and said, Bill, I'd like to have a picture made with you. And I said, of course. And she told me at that time, she said, Bill, when you go to these rock and roll festivals, these rockabilly festivals or whatever, at some point in time during the night, they will play I Wanna Bop. So I learned a little bit about what was going on, and I started to get back into doing the festivals. And following that, I heard from Jerry Chatterbox, who was Rockabilly Ray, went over to the United Kingdom, England, and did the Rockabilly Ray. And once again, I'm out here now, and I'm finding out there are people that know my music. I'm meeting people from places like the Netherlands and France and Australia, and I'm saying, man, this is all right. I like what's going on here.
That's really, that's an amazing story.
It is an amazing story, and since then, I've done a couple other things. I've done the Nashville Boogie a couple of times, and this year I went back to Viva Las Vegas. I'm really enjoying what I'm getting to do now, and I believe it's going to get even better as we go on here.
project you just did recently. You recorded in December of last year. You went back to RCA Studio B. It's a project on Muddy Roots Records, Boppin' at Studio B. It's a cool double 7-inch vinyl set and with a digital download card and stuff in there too. And this is great because you redid I Wanna Bop, another song that you did a new version of, This Lonely Man, a song that you recorded originally, I guess, 59, but then it with Chet Atkins on lead, Don Everly on rhythm, but it wasn't released at the time.
Right. Chet did not release that. I had a contract with RCA, RCA Victor, and I did the song This Lonely Man, which is a song Chet really, really liked. And I also did a song that that I had written called Teen Gene Jive, and Don Everly played the Bo Diddley guitar on it.
Yeah.
And, of course, Chet played on the song This Lonely Man. But Chet never did release the record. And at that point in time, I kind of gave up on the music and went on, got myself a day job and that kind of stuff.
Where is my love? Where did she go? Why did she leave when I love her so? Please send her back, someone who can. Send back the one. Of this lonely man, I don't have riches. I'll give what I can, and I offer true love from this lonely man. I've known heartbreak before, but from the heart of this lonely man. I don't have riches, I'll give what I can, and I offer true love from this lonely man. And I offer true love from this lonely man.
That's the new version of This Lonely Man from our guest, Billy Harlan. As Billy talked about, the original version was recorded in 1959, but unreleased until several decades later. This new version is from his latest project we're talking about on Muddy Roots Records, Boppin' at Studio B. Here's Billy Harlan.
After I got the call from Tom Ingram at Viva Las Vegas, I decided to start doing some stuff. And I had a friend come over from the Netherlands. His name is Pascal Snyders. He called me up when he came to town and said, I told him, if you call me when you get to town and we'll go down to Nashville, I'll meet you down in Nashville and do some stuff. By chance, I went over to Studio B and I knocked on the door and Justin Croft came out and I told him who I was. Told him that I'd like to take Pascal through, and he said, sure, come on in. And we got to talking, and from that, you know, I learned that there were some possibilities about going back into Studio B and recording a new album. And so we got to do it. That's how that came about. Since I had done the Nashville Boogie and met Jason Glass, I decided I could see that he was interested in what I was doing. So I talked to him about it and asked him, you know, if he'd like to produce it and release it on Muddy Roots. And he said, I'd be delighted. So we went back in on December the 9th and did most of the work. And then I came back a little later. I can't remember when that was, and redid some of the vocal. And then, of course, you know, we've got the two records in the Poppin' It Studio B album, and it's doing pretty good.
It's a great package, really cool packaging, and of course Jason's just a wonderful guy that really has a heart for our legacy artists, has a heart for keeping great music alive. This is fantastic.
Yeah, Jason is doing some great stuff at this point in time, no question about it.
When you see me come and turn the music up, a rock and roll man here to strut my stuff. Born to rock, raised to swing. But ain't rock and roll, it don't mean a thing. I'm a boogie rock and roll man. Boogie rock and roll man. I want you to understand, I'm a boogie woogie rock and roll man. My mama was a big time go-go queen. You ought to see her shake that thing. I was born just before daylight, shaking that thing later on that night. I'm a boogie woogie rock and roll man. Boogie woogie rock and roll man. I want you to understand, I'm a boogie woogie rock and roll man. My daddy was the leader of a rock and band. He was a red hot guitar man. Taught Scotty how to pick those strings, and he showed Elvis how to do his thing. I'm a boogie woogie rock and roll man. I'm a boogie woogie rock and roll man. I want you to understand, I'm a boogie woogie rock and roll man. Rock, 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 rock. To do the stroke, I'm a rockin' boppin' daddy-o. All the girls wanna dance with me. It's been that way since I was three. I'm a boogie woogie rock and roll man. Boogie woogie rock and roll man. I want you to understand, I'm a boogie woogie rock and roll man.
There's another tune I really dig on this, too. I Ain't Elvis.
Yeah, that's, as a matter of fact, James, I think that has turned out to be the best song. And that started out, that was a comedy thing that I was doing some work down in Florida. We were doing some shows and dances and stuff down there. So I decided to do some, I had created a personality called Elvis, which is an old Elvis. And I was rewriting some of Elvis's songs and, you know, turning them into comedy type stuff because I don't sing like Elvis and I don't try to sing like Elvis, but put together this little show. And this is a song that I put together using Elvis titles. As it turned out, people really liked it. So I decided after a while that, you know, it's a pretty rocking tune. So I'll just do that as a single. And, of course, we included it in Poppin' It Studio B. And I think it's the best cut in the album.
Well, it ain't all right, Mama. Any way you do, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Get off my blue suede shoes, cause I ain't over. But I'm cool. You got me all shook up. You're the devil in disguise. And I'm loving you too much, but I ain't Elvis.
I ain't Elvis. I ain't Elvis.
But I'm cool.
I ain't Elvis.
I ain't Elvis.
I ain't Elvis.
But I'm a rock and roll.
I ain't Elvis. I ain't Elvis.
Well, you better treat me nice. I said, honey, don't be cruel. I just want to be your teddy bear and keep on loving you. But I ain't Elvis.
I ain't Elvis. I ain't Elvis.
But I'm cool.
I ain't Elvis.
I ain't Elvis.
I ain't Elvis.
But I'm a rock and rolling fool.
I ain't Elvis. I ain't Elvis.
a dee 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 doo. You ain't Aunt Margaret, darling, but I'm in love with you. But I ain't Elvis. But I'm cool.
Nominations are now open for the 2017 Ameripolitan Music Awards for male, female, and group in rockabilly, honky tonk, western swing, and outlaw categories, as well as Ameripolitan DJ, venue, and festival. If you enjoy the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with all the tunes and exclusive interviews each week, consider giving a vote for me, James Riley, in the DJ category.
Go ahead, make my day.
For more information, go to Ameripolitan.com.
Hi, I'm John Stamos, and you're listening to the Rockabilly Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And we just heard I Ain't Elvis. It's from our guest this hour, Billy Harlan, that appears on his latest project, Boppin' at Studio B on Muddy Roots Records. Fantastic project. Really great having you on here. And this is something I ask of everybody that's on, and I get some really interesting requests. Do you have a rockabilly song you'd like to hear on the show?
Well, you know, some of my favorite rockabilly people are, of course, you know, the Everly Brothers are, they're friends of mine, but I'm also fans. And I like songs that the Everly Brothers do. And by the way, I was in the studio with the Everly Brothers the night that they recorded All I Have to Do Is Dream, 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 Dream. I don't know if you play that kind of music on your show or not.
That's a good one. Well, hey, thank you so much for the time on here. It's really a pleasure to play you, to be around you. You're always smiling, and it's always a pleasure being around you.
Well, thanks very much, James.
Dream, 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 dream. Dream, dream, dream when I want you. In my arms when I want you. And all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue. In the night and I need you. To hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why. Taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do.
Special request from our guest this hour from Billy Harlan. Those are friends of his from Muhlenberg County in Kentucky. It's the Everly Brothers and their number one smash hit, released in April of 1958, recorded at RCA Studio B in Nashville, Tennessee. All right, let's keep the music rolling with the Brian Setzer Orchestra from the album Vavoom. It's 49 Mercury Blues. ¶¶
Mercury Blues. Can't find a phone, can't hitch a ride. Who would stop for me anyway? You would think that after all of these cars I've owned, I'd break down and join AAA. I'm too young to quit, I'm too old to change.
Everybody, this is Dion, the Wanderer. I'm listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with my man, Jammin' James Riley. Good friend, good music. Stay tuned, stay well, keep listening. Yo!
Went down to Harlem Friday night with the boys. Getting ready to say-
my darling vagabond.
The Silver Shakers from their latest project, Barely Scraping By, with the lead-off track, Vagabond. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion was before that with the Apollo King from his latest project, New York Is My Home. It's a song talking about seeing Big Al Sears at the Apollo when he was just a teenager. Hey, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Find us online, rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Stay tuned next time for more great music and surprises. Until then, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.